Can you recall a specific time when some member of your family was ill?
It was in the 60s when Frank got sick. Well, it was in the spring. They were doing the wood hauling that spring. And Frank had made a few trips down the wood road, and his stomach was really bothering him, a lot of pain. And one day he couldn't go. He woke up in the morning and he just couldn't go. It hurt so bad he couldn't get out of bed. So the other fellows all went down to the wood yard, and Frank stayed, and he got worse and worse. And I tried to, at that time we had the communication, the radio, with Fort Yukon Air Service. It was Cliff Fairchild and Al Wright. They had radios in their homes that we could call. But it didn't work. It worked on the atmospheric conditions, and I couldn't get anyone on the radio that day. And about noon, Frank was really, really in pain. It was just terrible. He was laying on the floor in pain and couldn't get anybody. And about 1 o'clock, he seemed to be getting a little better. And in the meantime, I was doing the wrong thing. I was putting hot water bottles on his stomach, thinking this might help. And it was about after about 1 o'clock, he started feeling better, but he was still hurting. And I kept trying on the radio and kept trying. And finally, about when it was getting dark, it must have been 3 or 4 o'clock, I finally got a hold of Cliff Fairchild in Fort Yukon, and he said Al Wright had just come in, and so he would send Al up to Circle to pick Frank up. So he did get in about 6 o'clock. It was dark. The fellows must have put the cars out on the runway to light the runway for Al to land. And got Frank in, and he went to town, took him to the hospital. And at that time, he was walking, bent over, but still, he was better than he had been that morning. And he got into the hospital, and they didn't know what was the matter with him. They did all these tests, and they said it sounded like it was appendicitis, but they didn't know because he was feeling so much better.